Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
The second dimension of honor I want to talk about is honoring your parents. Honor your father, your mother, and the elderly. Honor your father, mother, and the elderly. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1, it said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Other translations say, "Children, honor your parents, for this is right." Can we read it from the Amplify? "Children, obey your parents in the Lord as his representatives, for this is just and what? Right." The reason why you should honor your father, your mother, and the elderly is because the Bible says that you must have a certain mindset. You see, what we do is based on our mindset. And the mindset God wants you to have is that your father, your mother, the elderly must be treated and seen as God's representatives in your life. Not just some old wrinkled man or woman who has lost power and vibe and authority, but you should see them as God's reps in your life. His representative. He doesn't need to be energetic to receive honor. Place value on them. Obey them. Respect them. Praise the Lord. Can we see the ESV? Obey. He said, obey your parents. He said, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. So now, I talk to you about honoring the word of God. Honoring the word of God simply means that anything now that the word of God has prescribed that we should honor, we should place value on that thing. So if the word of God says we should honor our mother, our father, the elderly, then if you are someone who says, "I honor the word of God," you will honor who and what God says you should honor. Praise the Lord. It has to flow. It has to what? I can't hear you, please. It has to what? Flow. If you are here and you have no regard for your biological father, it's a challenge. You have no regard for your biological mother, it's a challenge. You don't need to be friendly with them to honor them. This is a command. First command. Some of the parents are troublesome. But that notwithstanding, in honoring the word of God, the onus now lies with you to honor them because you have been commanded to do so. And God cannot be wrong. He did not say, allow your mother and father to exploit you, abuse you, make you become a victim in life. He didn't say that. He said, honor them. Honoring them means I'm going to treat them for the sake of God. Treat them well. Respect them, even though I disagree with them sometimes or all the time. And I'm still not going to be disrespectful with them. You can have disagreement and not show disrespect. Are you here at all? Sometimes in this church, we clearly have to hold a marriage where the father is an absentee father. Or the mother is a cantankerous mother. And some of them have proven clearly, listen to this preaching very carefully, that they don't have a good spirit. And they are more destructive spiritually than, you know, beneficial or profitable to our cause. That notwithstanding, The Bible says that the believer should put on the whole armor of God. We have the capacity to be insulated against their evil. And because of that provision, you cannot dishonor your parent regardless of the arrows and the shots they are throwing at you and all of that. You just go into your Christian element. Receive what God has given you to be able to deal with it in this hostile environment and still be going because the word of God says so. So if you are not careful, you will marry without telling your parent, because he's a wizard. She's a witch. But if I'm your pastor, we will strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And we will tell them. Because whether you tell them or you don't tell them, they will know. And the power, if you have it, it will show. If you don't have it, it will also show. They knowing it from your mouth, it doesn't make any difference from knowing it from the public space. It's God talking to someone now. So, we have to honor our parents. But build ourselves up in our most holy faith. Boy, God knew that you have a witch mother. He still allowed a witch to give birth to you and not be able to chew you. Is it not a mystery to you? Even if you chew some part of your life, you are still alive for recovery. Praise the Lord. And you have a radical Jesus and a radical pastor in Pastor Francis. Are you here at all? If we are praying that God should scatter our enemies and they themselves go and stand in our shooting line, did we send them there? But you won't go and say, "Ma, you are a witch," because no one has confronted anybody like that and has had any transformation. If it's a spiritual battle, leave it there and receive the wisdom to go around them. Are you here at all? Someone is asking, okay, if the prophet told me that my mother has been taking my money to the shrine, what should I do? Should I momo the mother? Do what? Momo her. But that is for fun. Can you still give an evil father, evil mother cash, which you know is going to use to destroy you? Should you still go ahead? My answer is yes. Because if you soak yourself or that money in the blood of Jesus and disconnect yourself from it, by faith, what they do against you shouldn't work. Hello? It's not an excuse not to take care of your parent. It's not an excuse. She's taking care of you. He's taking care of you for nothing at all. He or she has given birth to you. You were not there when your father was struggling to toast your mother. For all the sweat he went through to toast your mother and convince your mother to accept, so that now they gave birth to you. He has to be rewarded. He has to be honored. You check how you have struggled to toast a lady. Then there are others. Oh, let me just stay on course. So you pray. Are you here? You pray every day. Do you know that Mamiwache? Some of the Mamiwache people are not normal. Some of the restaurants we eat, they are not normal. But have we died? Because we receive it with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. And what we eat does not defile us, except what comes out of us. Hello? You see that it's difficult for your head. But God will help us. So we honor our father. We honor our what? Mother. If you are here, from where I come from, the men can be really some way. Yeah, you can see a father struggling with a son on who should progress more. When fathers compete with their children, just what block a coin on. If you are not careful, you will depend on them till they die. And you will become nothing. Some of you too have tribes where it's like it's been engineered that the parents are cantankerous. But regardless of all these things, we have come to know Christ. Praise the Lord. And in Christ, we are successful. In Christ, we have peace. In Christ, we have protection. Christ in you is also the hope of what? Glory. So, if you have to sustain your mother financially, know how to cover yourself in your faith in Christ and sustain her. Sustain your dad. Sustain the elderly. Some others who biologically didn't give birth to you but have made great input in your life to raise you and to bring you thus far. You have to honor them. Praise the Lord. Is God talking to somebody at all? You have to honor them. How about if my mother abandoned me when she gave birth to me? How about if my father didn't take care of me? Does it change the fact that he's the one who gave birth to you? Is God ignorant about the fact that some will deliver children and run away? Is God ignorant about the fact that some, you will not see them until you are 30 and they will show up? If they show up, you will still honor them and not make them an integral part of your life. But as for the honoring, you have no choice. In the New Testament, it's like, because it takes forgiveness to honor. And in the New Testament, forgiveness is not based on a condition. As with the Old Testament, forgive us our sins as we forgive the trespass of other people. That's Old Covenant, even though you read it in the New Testament books. Are you here at all? That one means that forgiveness is built on a condition that you yourself want your sins to be forgiven. Forgive us our trespass as we forgive others. That means if we don't forgive others, don't forgive us. But if you read the Pauline epistle, Paul talks about the fact that we forgive because we ourselves have been forgiven. So because we have been forgiven, we don't have a choice than to forgive those who wrong us. You don't have a choice again. It's not the condition now for your forgiveness is that you yourself have been forgiven by God. And there is no way God is changing his mind on not forgiving you. He's paid it in full. That's why the sins people who commit at you to have been paid in full by you receiving the forgiveness of Christ. You always have to forgive. When I forgive, must I be friendly? No. If it is detrimental to your cause. But forgiving, you have to forgive. Praise the Lord. One lady, the husband went to cheat. And the girlfriend played, you know, these people are very intelligent. Because it's a Christian marriage. She played it in such a way that everywhere became very slippery for the man. And then the woman also got the news. And the way the woman is very strong and correct-minded, it's a problem. Then a surprising turn of event happened. The woman said, okay, I have decided to forgive my husband. Get out. Do what? The girl shocked. Get out. You have allowed him to chop you for free. Get out. I'm not going, because you know the prediction was that this godly woman would deal with this. Are you here at all? And the brother was a very godly brother in ministry. So, you know, the thing can be big and blah, blah. The wife said, me and my husband will deal with our matter in our back. You get out. It is the wife that incapacitated the girlfriend by just saying, get out. I have forgiven my husband who deal with the matter. It's an internal matter. And they dealt with it. And you know what? The marriage is better now. I'm not telling you a story in a book. A story I dealt with. The marriage is better now than before. When the woman said, get out. You always have to forgive. The Bible says that he that owes much, appreciates much the grace of God. And sometimes, when your father didn't take care of you, your mother didn't take care of you, I acknowledge that you may be very emotional about that. But, tell somebody, but, your father, your mother, the elderly, you still have to find the code of honor in the word of God to honor them. It does not mean take every advice they give you, because some of the advice they give you is very, very dangerous to your salvation. But honor them. No need to fight them. But honor them. I mean, if you are of a conscious age, especially, and you are independent, and your mother is saying that go into prostitution, you know, to bring money, you can decide not to do. In fact, you don't need to do it. It will be a fight, but it takes two to fight. You can decide that as she wants to fight you, you won't fight. She will suck you. Find a way. Do what? Like, there's always a way. But and when you're blessing, tell somebody that one is not a blessing. Yeah, the need to misbehave must come out of your heart and place value on the fact that God says, honor your father, honor your mother, because verse 2, it says that this one is a commandment with a promise. I told you the first one, when you honor the word of God, you have grace. This one, he said, honor your mother and your father. This is the commandment with promise. Verse 3 says that what? That it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on earth. Your wellness and your longevity are tied to honoring your father, your mother, and the elderly. Praise the Lord. That simply means that honor takes the believer from basabasaye. And if you really, really are a good Christian who has a relationship with the Lord, you will not be afraid of the occultic backgrounds of people. Not at all. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And if you have faith, operate it by faith. Operationalize the power you have as a believer in Christ. But the thing is that you have not really jumped on the vehicle of your Christianity. So you have the knowledge of it and lack the power thereof. So you are trying to use management. And part of the management is this honor to keep yourself away. Are you here at all? Look at what the Bible said. It says that when all these evil people, assuming you have evil parents, as you are doing them good, you are heaping coals of fire on them. So that's the best vengeance you can get for yourself. I hope this helps someone. May the Lord bless his word. Oh, clap your hands. You will live long, it shall be well with you. Now, please, let's read Leviticus chapter 19, verse 32, for honoring your elderly, your father, your mother. Take care of them. Leviticus 19, 32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head or the gray head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Can we read it in Amplify and ESV? Honoring the elderly. Ye shall rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and reverently fear your God. I am the Lord. ESV, please. It said, you shall stand up before the gray head and honor the face of an old man, and you shall fear your God. I am that. This is God talking. You shall honor anyone who is older than you. Even when you are in leadership and you are people older than you, under you, honor their age. Respect their age. When you are angry, don't talk anyhow. There's a difference between being strong and being insolent. There's a difference between being firm and being disrespectful. He said, honor the gray hair. It's a sign that you fear God. He said, when you do that, it's an expression of your fear for God. In this chair, please, let me tell you my own pastoral commandment. I don't want to hear that anyone's mother came here and said that my daughter insulted me, disrespected me, my son insulted me this way. Even Paul said, when I am away, I am with you. There are a lot of older people here that I'm privileged to pastor. And for some who take preaching as an advice, do you think I'm in a good place to be advising anybody older than me? That's even if preaching is an advice. Who should be advising who? This is a position of privilege. Praise the Lord. It's a position of privilege. There are so many people who know more than I do, and I'm the one standing here. God chose me to stand here. That's why I should do it in the fear of God. Some of you have got house helps who are older than you. Like, the very fact that it's a house help makes you denigrate them so much. Like, you have no regard for human being. And this house help is God's package to give you peace. But it's just that support system God has given you. You have no regard for God, so you treat them anyhow. But it's not the way of God. Some of you say, hey, me, I have anger issue. I feel control it though. Do what? It's not a matter of anger issues. That your boss has been angering you more than this house help. But you don't displace your anger on your boss. That means that you have the ability to coordinate how you displace. It's just that when you lose regard and value for a human being, you don't care what you do. And listen, as you are disrespecting people and dishonoring people, the people who can bless you, they are watching. The God who can bless you is also watching. So, please, look at someone and say, please, so. Honor the old face, adult, elders, honor them. Tell somebody, honor them. Because of honor, please listen very carefully. Because of honor, some things that are true cannot be said. Da enkwasi asem na wakano. But you can't say it. Like, it's not everything that is obvious that must be verbalized because of honor. Because I have value for you. I know what you have said or what you have done, but I won't put a word on it. I can take actions and avoid or mitigate it, but I will not name it. I won't say it. It's God talking to someone now. But you can tell yourself, I'm plain. I'm plain. That's why most plain people are seen to be very disrespectful. Because it's also a sign that you lack wisdom. So please, honor people's age. Honor their old face. Praise the Lord.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Obing on all social media platforms. God bless you.